from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Munich, apparently one gunman, an 18-year-old German-Iranian man, who opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Munich, Germany, killing nine people on Friday, apparently was the only gunman involved in the incident that caused a major security scare. Munich resident Johannes Seckler says he's shocked and has never experienced something like this, and he never thought this could happen in his hometown. In the meantime, in Washington, U.S. officials declared the shootings were an apparent terrorist attack that must be condemned in the strongest possible terms. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has named Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate. Observers say Kaine has the potential to attract voters who don't like Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and those who may not embrace Clinton. Before her announcement of Kaine as her running mate, Clinton told supporters she takes issue with the tone of the just-concluded Republican convention and understands why Americans are concerned about all the changes going on in the U.S. and around the world.
I respect those who have legitimate concerns and questions, but I've never known America to quit on ourselves. I've never known us to give up in the face of tough challenges. I've never known us to basically retreat into the kind of isolationism that was being advertised at their convention.
The Democratic Party holds its convention starting Monday in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at which Clinton will be officially nominated for president, and Tim Kaine will be introduced to the convention delegates. For more on the presidential election, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of Hong Kong-based human rights defense lawyers issued an open letter to Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday, calling for the release of colleagues detained by government officials more than a year ago. Known as the 709 crackdown because of its date on July the 9th, 2015, Beijing's massive roundup of human rights lawyers and activists resulted in hundreds of arrests, dozens of detentions, and according to a group of Western legal professionals who publish related concerns in London's Guardian newspaper, at least 12 alleged disappearances. An Indian Air Force plane carrying 29 people is missing more than 24 hours after it was expected to land on an island in the Bay of Bengal. Eight of the passengers aboard were civilians. At least 12 ships and other vessels have been deployed to the bay in search for the missing aircraft. The weather at the time of the disappearance is unknown, though it is currently monsoon season in the region. President Obama says the U.S. had absolutely no knowledge of or involvement in last week's coup attempt in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen or his followers of being behind the failed bid to take over the Turkish government on July the 15th. In the aftermath of the failed coup, Turkish officials say they've detained 10,400 people. Erdogan declared a state of emergency as authorities tracked down those responsible for the coup attempt. In this week's weekly presidential address, Senator Elizabeth Warren joined President Obama to discuss how far the U.S. has come since the financial crisis, when they say the recklessness of Wall Street caused millions of Americans to lose their jobs, homes, and savings. President Obama gave a brief history of the crisis.
8 years ago, after some big banks made irresponsible and risky bets with your money, we almost slipped into another Great Depression. While the recklessness started on Wall Street, it didn't take long before it led to real pain for folks on Main Street.
Senator Warren underscored the importance of the Wall Street reforms the president signed into law.
But these new rules are making our financial system more transparent. They're getting rid of a lot of fine print, and they're making sure that if the bank screws up, you have someone to call so you don't get stuck with the bill.
As a result of these reforms, the first ever Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was established.
And every day, the good people at that independent agency crack down on dishonest and deceptive practices like the ones that helped cause the crash. The proof is in the more than 27 million consumers who, in just 5 years, have gotten refunds and other relief from credit card companies, payday lenders, debt collectors, and others who tried to rip them off.
And this is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.